General Motors is making a big bet on hydrogen-powered cars. The automaker said this year that it's investing $43 million along with Honda to make hydrogen fuel cells. They could be producing them at a GM plant in Michigan by 2020. The clean fuel concept has been around for decades, but the market is tiny in the United States. And joining us now for this week's View from the Top, our series of conversations with leaders, is Charlie Freese, Executive Director of Global Fuel Cell Business for General Motors. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And tell us, first of all, how hydrogen cars work exactly.
Yeah, well, a hydrogen car is a type of electrified vehicle. So what we do is we move the wheels with electric motors, but the power that drives those motors comes from the fuel cell. And what a fuel cell is it's basically a stack of individual cells. There might be about 300 of them in a stack. And in one side, we bring in hydrogen. And on the other side, we bring in air with oxygen. And there's a reaction that directly converts those two into water and makes power, electric power. That's what we generate, the power that moves the traction drive.
And what are the benefits of a hydrogen car?
Well, there are quite a few. First, it's over twice as efficient as an internal combustion engine, which is a big advantage right there. The next thing is that it is very quiet. It operates very efficiently, and the accelerations are very fast because it is an electric drive. So we have high torque across a wide speed range. And the emissions that come out are water. So it's a zero emission vehicle. We don't need to worry about other gaseous emissions. And it also reduces the reliance on petroleum, which is a big advantage.
And GM started with hydrogen fuel cell technology in 1966 with something called the Electrovan. What did that look like?
Yeah, the Electrovan. That's a really interesting vehicle. It's actually a big blue van, and it took an entire full-size van to move the fuel cell around. It had over 2,000 cells. It was an interesting vehicle for the time, but it wasn't really practical. It really highlighted what the limitations of the technology were at the time. But it was a big advance when it was created because it was the first introduction of technology out of the Apollo space program into something in the civilian sector.
Still, there are critics, and I want to play one of them. Tesla founder Elon Musk in 2015 said hydrogen-powered cars are silly and inefficient. Listen.
If you're going to pick an energy storage mechanism, hydrogen is an incredibly dumb one to pick. You should just pick methane. That's much, much easier, or propane. The best case hydrogen fuel cell doesn't win against the current case batteries. So then obviously it doesn't make sense.
So how do you respond to people like Elon Musk?
The first thing you got to start with is there is no single silver bullet technology. General Motors makes battery-powered vehicles, and we make fuel cell-powered technology. And it's because for different types of customers, there are different solutions that will better fit their needs. And so when you talk about putting a lot of power in a dense area, sometimes a battery can be a good way to do that. But when you talk about putting enough energy on board that you don't need to be worrying about how do you get from 100-mile vehicles to 200-mile vehicles, now we have the Chevrolet Bolt that's at 238 miles, but it's a relatively small car. And if you want to go to larger vehicles that travel longer distances and they're heavier vehicles that might have more utility, that's where the fuel cell comes in.
What about refueling, though? Because how much work would it take to get the infrastructure out there so that people can go fill up at the local station with hydrogen?
Yeah, so the infrastructure is not something that's coast to coast right now. That's obvious
California,
to everybody.
Basically, right?
California is the place that it's centered right now. There is some work to put an East Coast infrastructure in. But the stations actually end up being it costs about a little over $2 million for a station. It would actually cost a little bit less than that to put in a petroleum station. So, I mean, these are not outrageous numbers. And the advantage that the hydrogen infrastructure can provide is that it gives you the ability to very quickly fuel the vehicle. So you pull in and you attach a nozzle that looks a lot like the petroleum nozzle that you might use in your petroleum-fueled vehicle. And in 3 minutes, you're back on the road and you might have 300 to 400 miles of range.
So do you see a day in America where every gas station has the ability to fill up a hydrogen-powered car?
Well, I think you will see a growing fleet of hydrogen fuel cell vehicles in places where they make sense. And again, it comes into some of these larger vehicles. I mean, this technology is not a science fair project any longer. We've moved out of that phase long ago. And so you're seeing it now come into some of these places where it can provide a value equation for a customer. And there are a lot of things that are even outside of the personal mobility solutions where a fuel cell can provide a lot of advantages. And you can start to think of things like forklift trucks are one, where in many plants where you move packages around, you're always trying to get more uptime of the fleet of forklift trucks. You don't want to have the downtime of recharging. In many cases, they have two battery packs. One is charging while the other one's being used because it takes so long to recharge the battery packs. Other things that we're seeing is as you start to think about things like aerospace, there's a number of aerospace applications that make a lot of sense for hydrogen. And we're also looking at some military applications. We've got some in some unmanned undersea vehicle applications and also some tactical vehicles that we're exploring right now with the Army.
Are they safe? If you get in an accident, could it explode the car?
So we've had our fleet of fuel cell vehicles running since 2007 on public roads. And yes, they are safe. And we know this because we've gone through and addressed most of the things that are unique about hydrogen in the way that we've designed and architected the vehicle. And anytime you put energy on board a vehicle, you have to treat it with respect. And hydrogen is no different in that way. But there are some things about hydrogen that are actually pretty nice from a safety perspective. When it leaks, it tends to dissipate very, very quickly rather than staying in a combustible mixture with air. It goes up at about 45 miles per hour straight up. So a slight wind disperses it very easily. So those are all good. The way we store it on board the vehicle is a tank. It's a pressurized tank, and these tanks are carbon fiber wrapped. Actually, we took a display of one of these tanks to a show, and we went through 38 Sawzall blades trying to cut this tank open so you could get a look inside. So, they are very strong systems, and they're designed to be that way. And then we certify that the vehicles are going to be safe based on our crash tests and the simulation work that we do.
And what about costs? They're not as cheap as other cars.
Well, they aren't, not today. And, many of the new technologies start out being more costly, and that's for a combination of things. First of all, when you start out with the technology, they're not in high volume. So what we're doing now with the fuel cell is we're actually just going through the first couple iterations to design the cost out, and we've already made dramatic advances in that. For instance, the catalyst material that makes the fuel cell reaction occur is platinum. And we went from the system that I put on the road with the team back in 2007, I would have been looking at a 80 gram of platinum in that stack. Now the systems that we're testing are down in the 12 gram of platinum range, and the team's been able to take even more out in some of the advanced work that we're doing in the laboratory, looking at things down in the 7 gram range. And that takes one of the major cost drivers right away from the fuel cell altogether.
So square this for me then. You're obviously developing these energy efficient ways to get us around in the future, both hydrogen and also electric cars. And GM is also signed on with other automakers asking the EPA under President Trump to roll back Obama administration fuel efficiency standards. Why do you need to roll back the fuel efficiency standard if you're so far ahead on some of these new technologies that will be very fuel efficient?
Well, the reason we're pushing further into the fuel cell technologies is, I mean, we can all see a day where as we are always trying to take more of the emissions out of our vehicles, we're always trying to make them more efficient, improve the customer value equation. And frankly, these are long lead time investments. You don't do this, over a 6-month cycle or anything like that. We have to develop the technologies so that they're ready when the market demands it.
But what about those fuel efficiency standards? General Motors still believes that those are too tough?
We always are trying to make our vehicles more efficient because if that's something that the customer is going to value, we want to be there to offer that.
Do you think the customer values that right now?
It depends, right? Some customers will do that. Other customers might bias toward other things in the vehicle. Some people want a sportier vehicle. Some people want more utility out of a larger vehicle.
Would you say that right now the trend is that customers are going for the more efficient ones or that they would rather have an SUV or something like that?
Well, there's not a vehicle we have on the road today that's gone backward in efficiency. I drive a full-size SUV that's getting fuel efficiency that I could have only dreamt of, 10 years ago. So, these are things that continue to advance. It doesn't matter which segment of the product line you're talking about.
That's Charlie Freese, the Executive Director of Global Fuel Cell Business for General Motors. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you very much.